Blog Talk Radio. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
I pray for your family. Bless you, God, and your family.
Bless
your children.
Bless
them, O Lord. Protect and keep them.
I can see.
Protect them from the evil.
The glory of the King.
And I pray that you would bless you with the blessings of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
And on the fourth Sunday of this month, our guest will be Pastor Jason Rose Barrow. He and his congregation will be here to worship with us. And this month has a, well, after that spiritual meal, we'll have a natural meal. So come and have dinner with us. Come and have a fellowship dinner with us on that, that's the full Sunday. This month has a fifth Sunday. The fifth Sunday is Minister to Your Family Sunday.
Right.
Think of something, ask the Lord, drop in your spirit, what you can do with your family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The family came for the church, y'all.
Amen.
Take care of the family.
We
play some games. Go out for a walk. Do something with them. Hallelujah. Have a meal with them.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. When you come to church, don't forget to bring your pennies. We are still assisting Dr. Helene Russell building a hospital in Uganda. So we have a jar that you can drop your pennies in. And don't forget to visit the ministry's website, roymmi.org. And see what the ministry's website is, see what the ministry's vision and mission is. And also there's a GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International .inc. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Praise the Lord, and we thank God.
Jesus, Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, some of you new don't know, but if I say that statement,
yeah.
You guys say Jesus
is Lord.
Because see, everybody ain't, their Lord is not.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
So we want to hit the nail on that.
Amen.
You're trying to build something in your life.
Hallelujah.
You got some nails. You want to hit the nail
on
the head.
Amen.
You don't want to miss this thing.
Amen.
I don't want y'all to get confused or miss what we're talking about.
Amen.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Well, bless
be God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Well,
yes,
thank
yes,
you.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. I just thank God for the new building and
hallelujah.
New building
oh, yes.
In it very
yes,
soon.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the, thank you, Lord. How,
yes.
For the awesome sanctuary and
amen.
The fellowship hall and the
yes.
Fully equipped kitchen and
hallelujah.
The bathrooms and the everything, all the amenities.
Every
we thank God for
Lord.
That. So we can minister to God's people in the Baltimore area and minister to those that we desire to be God's people. You know
hallelujah.
What I mean. The evangelism of love. We want to get everybody.
The
homeless, we want to bless everybody. We can.
Do it.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
we thank God for the edifice. We'll be letting you know when the inaugural service in our new building shall be, because it's going to be a blowout,
hallelujah.
A spiritual blowout. Hallelujah. Glory
oh,
to God.
Man.
Thank
God
the
is
Lord.
Able.
Hallelujah. 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 I tell you.
Yes,
hallelujah. Praise
God
the Lord.
Jesus Lord. Hallelujah.
That's the Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I tell you, I just thank God for all of you in house. Because it's good to get together. See,
yes,
some folks don't know, but the Bible expects us to get together. Because there's a special anointing where Holy Ghost-filled folk get together.
Yes.
Well, they said one it takes 1,000, but you put another one there, that's 10,000. And you keep on adding, the more power, the more anointing. Because some of us are dealing with some stuff in our lives that we need all the anointing we can get. Is that right? Can I get an amen? Can I buy one? Can I rent one? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Did some folks want to go to bedside cathedral all the time,
no.
Consistently? Mm-hmm. I know every once in a while you gotta go there, mm-hmm. But not every day.
Hallelujah.
Not every service.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God wants you to be a leader.
Yes.
You can't lead from behind, y'all.
That's
amen.
Right. So check on the
amen. Hallelujah.
Because if you're a leader, you know what you're telling them? Do what I do.
Amen.
Follow me. And if you only do what you feel like doing, you're in the comfort zone. Because you know there are four zones.
Mm.
You got to pick the zone you want to live in.
Amen.
The twilight zone,
all
the
right.
Dead zone, the comfort zone, or God zone.
All right.
Because in the God zone, the Bible says the just shall live by what? The just shall live by faith.
Amen, amen.
Lord have mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
I feel my health coming, but I got calmed down just a little bit. Because you know what? One day, I don't know if it was yesterday, yesteryear, yes, the month.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the week. But somewhere along the line, somebody prayed for us.
Yes.
They had us on their mind.
Yes, thank you, Father.
They took a little time.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
To pray for us.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
They just say, "Lord, bless everybody in the whole world." Of course, that's up. He can do that.
Thank you, God.
But they called out our name.
Yeah.
One day somebody said, "Look here, Lord, please bless that knucklehead named Earl Bird. A heathen named Earl. Bless him, Lord. Help him to come to himself.
Because
he wasn't raised that way. Come on now.
Thank you, Jesus.
He knows right from wrong.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, Lord, just bless him, Lord. Cover him with your blood so he can get back into the ark of safety.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody did that for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I believe somebody did that for you. In fact, a whole lot of people did that for me. Glory to God. But we thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And now, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to put some...
Thank you.
People's names up into the atmosphere of blessings.
Yeah.
Because when the praises go up,
the blessings
come down.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
My Bible tells me he inhabits the praise of his people. And don't you want to be where God is?
Yes.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
So as I play this selection, the prayer begins to articulate, begin to verbalize.
Thank you, Father.
Name the folk. Put it up in the atmosphere of blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Maria Ronald and Roslyn. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Raquel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Angela Rue. Deanna Rue. Patty Collins. Hallelujah. Angela Jane Till. Elder, hallelujah. Rosetta Carey. Apostle Margie Mercer, Apostle Dustin Harper, First Lady Sharon Harper, Dr. Sharon Harper, Pastor Tom Swin, hallelujah, Rosalyn Swin, hallelujah, glory to God, Pastor Jason Roseborough, Shirley Roseborough, hallelujah, glory to God, Jerry Whitley, Pastor Maxine Lee, hallelujah, Pastor Theodore Lee, Pearl and Jim and Irene and Joan and Lil, hallelujah. Jasmine, all of the family, oh God. Norman Devin, yes, they're more courtier than the book. Hallelujah. Dwight, Mrs. Dwight, yes, hallelujah. First Lady Linda, hallelujah, glory to God. Elder Tommy Orange, Sister Sandra Orange, Tape, Adrian Scott, hallelujah, glory to God. Janetta McCoy, Byron McCoy, Senior Junior, Raymond McCoy, Senior Junior, Corinthia Johnson, John and Juan Johnson, Loretta and James Johnson, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Lord, we don't know what we should pray for as we are, but your Holy Spirit does and makes intercession for us. Romans 8:26, so we thank the Lord for our prayer language. 1 Corinthians 14 and 2. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor Don Street, the First Lady, hallelujah. Bishop Larry Somerville and Kathy Lane. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings be added.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
To the prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
The names just placed in the atmosphere of blessing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory
thank
to God.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless, praise your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. After the next election, the voice you will hear will be that of a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized.
Hallelujah.
Woman of the word,
thank you,
guardian of the altar,
hallelujah,
a demon destroyer,
hallelujah,
otherwise known as Pastor Peaches Bird. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Let's see if I get the scripture.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord,
have mercy.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
You are in the shadow.
He leads me by the still waters. Your soul, your spirit. Hallelujah. We need
the strengthening of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes when we say, oh, I can take it, whatever. It, sometimes when you aren't looking, I tell you, and you have not been in the Word of God, the enemy will try, he will try his every trick. And sometimes some things that you see with your natural eye can make your knees buckle. But the Word of God,
yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. When we are in God, don't you know God can give you a word early in the morning and have and lead and guide you to turn to a scripture early in the morning, because he knows what's going to go on in the day. And he will get you ready early in the morning.
When
you have your time early with him, and later on, you feel like, the devil is so stupid. God has already fought by me against that early this morning.
Yeah.
And hallelujah. And God has let you feel his presence. Right when the enemy trying to show his tail.
Yeah.
But hallelujah. But we serve a great big God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He knows what's coming down.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's not going to let it wipe you out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's why he even gave us communion.
Yes.
He said the diseases of the Egyptians or the diseases of the world not going to come and wipe you out.
Amen.
He knew this thousands and thousands of years ago.
Yes.
And I said, God is so good. He gave us something tangible.
Yes.
And he knows that some of us need something tangible to Lord, something that we can touch and feel and say, Lord, I know that you gave us this so that we can use it even in this present day to let us know, Lord God, that whatever is going around in the air, it's not going to wipe us out because we are your children.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is awesome. He knows that. So now we need, because every person doesn't even learn this years ago. Every child doesn't learn this thing.
That's
right. Some learn by seeing. Some of you can tell direction to. Some of them have to see you doing it. And then some have to do it themselves. God knows each one of us. He knows what type of child we are to him. And when it comes to the Word of God, and he just wants us to read it.
Yeah.
And know that God is just stand on it. And just believe it. Sometimes you may have to write it on a file card.
Amen.
And put it on a mirror in the bathroom. You can go to the refrigerator different times on the day. Write it again and put it on the refrigerator. And quote it again. Lord, oh, that's right. God, you said, if I be like myself in you, you'll give me the desires of my heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And everywhere you think you go, if you need reminders all day long, get the sticky note pad.
Amen.
I know one day in college, I don't know what it was, somebody was conveying the message. The sticky note pad was all the way down on the wall, all the way down the hall, in the bathroom, on the walls. Hey, if that's what you need to do to remind you what kind of God we serve and what God said and what you're believing for, write on a sticky note pad and stick it everywhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the more you quote it, hallelujah, and I remember a friend of ours, he said, when your mind's just going and going and going, he said, when the enemy is putting things in your mind, if you open your mouth and sing the praises of the Lord and put out his praises, your mind is going to shut down to hear what's coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works.
It works.
You aren't going to be thinking, and you can't hear what's up going on in here. And hear the praises is coming out your mouth at the same time.
Yeah.
No, one's going to overpower the other. So therefore, sing the praises of God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. The enemy got to flee.
Yeah.
He got to flee. Yeah. So therefore, sing them praises out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't worry about somebody thinking you're crazy. Because I used to think people were crazy when I was walking down the street. I'm driving, I see somebody, and their mouth is just going. I didn't know they had a little thing in the ear, the telephone thing. I was like, God, there's a lot of crazy people out here. But you know what? So now, even when I don't have a mask on, I say, they don't know if I do or don't have one of those things in my ear. I'm talking. I'm talking to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I ain't cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I'm talking to my Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I talk to him just like I'm talking to a person right beside me.
Hallelujah.
And I'm telling God what's on my mind, and it's just me and him. And thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. We serve an awesome God. And think about the coming week, you're dying. Think about what you're going to eat early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. It pays y'all to get up early in the morning and just feast on the Word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We have a wonderful time on prayer,
yes.
prayer line in the morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, glory to God. God is a God that he sees what's going to go on the whole day. He knows what's going to go on the whole week. Hallelujah. God is awesome.
Amen.
Back to you, Pastor.
Yeah, we come to church
y'all to smile and laugh.
Amen.
You know,
yes.
God is up there laughing. And the word says he laughs at the wicked every day.
Every day, yes.
Because Jesus said, Father, for you, they don't know what they're doing.
Yes.
Pastor Peter said something that reminded me of Psalm 78:66. And that says, God kicked the enemy in his hind part. God got y'all covered. Y'all know that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know, don't be afraid of the enemy. You know, God got you covered, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I ask you another question, Pastor Peter?
Yes, sir.
What time is it?
Holy Communion.
Well, bless God.
Thank you.
Let's praise the Lord.
Yes, Holy Communion. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. God.
It's the meal that heals. It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
and we do just that. And see, it is so beautiful, Lord, how you deal with us, because you make stuff an open book test.
Yes.
So Isaiah 53:5 says you were wounded for our transgressions.
Yes.
You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed.
Mm.
1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. We're not waiting for our healing. Healing is waiting for us to come up, get up, catch up with it. By faith. Because the just shall live by what? Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b says, Jesus, you washed my sins in your own blood. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of the blood, our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, that means blessed be God the Lord. I say that almost every day. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither a son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which you were sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. There's one thing that you put above yourself, Lord. It's your word. Hallelujah. Psalms 138:2 says so. Thank God for your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, my mother.
Thank you, Jesus.
On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
He took the bread.
Oh,
he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your body broken.
He declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for our healing right now.
Yes.
2 Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61:1, 2, and 3 declare, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the skeletal system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank the Lord for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank the Lord for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world. Cancer's disappearing right now. Tumors dissolving right now. High blood pressure coming to normal. Diabetes, glucose levels coming to normal. Hallelujah. Bloodborne and pathogenic diseases disappearing. Hallelujah. New knees, new kidneys, new legs, new arms, new hips, new feet, new everything, Lord. Terrible, Lord, check it out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for creative miracles right now. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 1 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank the Lord for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, again, we thank you.
Your body broken.
He declared that this is the New Testament in my blood. These are my new promises. My new inheritance I'm giving to you. And I roll it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15. Verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. Hey! And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. They may come knocking at your door.
Hallelujah.
But they won't overtake you. More than a little bit.
Hallelujah.
When I see the blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Mama, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us all today.
Thank you, Lord.
Covers our families in Jesus' name. Put it in the word, Father God, we thank you. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a noise that brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing, we call down a fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of Lord Jesus Christ for real. Fire, in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes that tie, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught. Utterly destroys every ungodly soul, spirit, those foul spirits and demon forces that want to cast themselves to us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We destroy them right now in Jesus' name. Run the little boy, shout out of our boss. Run the little boy, stick to him. We thank the Lord for Holy Communion on today, Lord. We thank the Lord, hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. This is the meal that heals, the meal that gives life, preserves life, and revives life. This is the confirmation meal, Lord. We thank the Lord that we are the Ark of the Covenant post-cross. We are holy ground post-cross. For the God Almighty is in us. For Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, is in us. We are the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. He's in there too. Hallelujah to God. We are holy ground.
Yes, we are.
We thank you, Lord,
thank
for
you.
Holy Communion on today.
Hallelujah.
And because of who we are, whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, in our bonus family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Romans chapter 8 verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. And let the church say, amen. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You are Lord.
And see, some of y'all, when we say that in our confession, we mention perfect. We're talking about, not talking about the flesh. We talk about the spirit in us. The Holy Spirit of the Lord. It's the perfect spirit in us.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible says in Matthew 5:48, be perfect as I am perfect. I mean, be mature.
Yes.
We mature in Christ. That's why one of the classes in the Institute of Biblical Learning is going towards spiritual maturity.
Amen.
That's spiritual perfection.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. God bless you all.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless the name of the Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
I love it when we do Holy Communion,
yes,
Lord, have mercy.
Because
if I was feeling down,
right,
if I was feeling kind of little a left the center. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I was feeling a little ho hum, start thinking about what he did for
us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. All I'm going through don't mean a thing. Because spat on.
Thank you, Jesus.
2-inch thorns pressed into your head. The blood came down. Come on. Beat him saying out of sight and then had him take his own cross.
Lord Jesus.
Of good business, and then somebody helped him out.
Oh, hallelujah.
Well, he got hung up on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Nail, hands, feet. And you know, the first thing he said, up on the tree, up on that cross, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
Yes.
And they really didn't know what they were doing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
He's going to call 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set it free. But he said, I'll take this for you,
Jesus.
For you, Earl. For you, Angie. For you, keep it. Jerry, for you, and AJ, hallelujah. For anybody else up in here, Yvette, for all of you, I'll take it for you.
Thank you.
I take it for you. Hallelujah. I need to stop right now because we need to go on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
More of the Lord. More of the Lord. My heart desires more of thee. More of the Lord. More of the Lord. My heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord.
Yes.
Pastor Peaches.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and cleanse this thirsting of my soul.
Hallelujah. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence accuracy and boldness. And let signs, wonders, and miracles and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for spirit and authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, we speak you and your satanic cohort. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest. Hallelujah. On the seed itself. Come forth today that it will bring forth 36 and 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase in blessing.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And we give you the praise. And we give you the honor.
Oh, yes,
and we
yes.
give you the glory.
Your
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
And the church said,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Before I go any further, Pastor Peaches, can you read? Oh, first of all, does anybody have a Message Bible on hand?
Yes.
Okay, great. Anybody have a New King James Version Bible in here?
I have.
Okay, good. And, of course, we got the King James Version. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, praise the Lord.
Cool. He's the Lord. He's hallelujah.
Lord have mercy. Minister Jerry, who had that one?
Well, I'll tell you something. Sister Kirby had it while we were
supposed to tell you. Oh, she did?
Oh, yes, she did.
Sister Kirby.
Thank
God. Elder Kirby, I need you to come back up here real quick.
Thank you, Jesus.
Where are your bookshop? Call it a day
bookshop.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, there was that. God bless you. Thank God, Lord, what's that? Now, the meaning that she had trying to excuse my dust. There was a building under construction. And while stuff is under construction, there may be some dust. It's not necessarily bad, bad, but there's some dust. It's understandable. This message came to me because I was getting upset at folk whose dust was throwing, covered up in the air around me. I got, can I be transparent with y'all? And it was kind of messing with me. And then this message came, excuse my dust. Because something good's coming down the road, but it ain't finished yet.
Right.
And you've seen some signs that says, a building under construction. Watch out, or be careful, caution.
Yes, yes.
Building under construction.
Amen, amen.
The title of today's message, excuse my dust.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Glory.
Excuse my dust.
Excuse my dust.
But tell another neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Excuse my dust.
Excuse my dust.
Now, y'all in radio land, you might be by yourself. So you look in the mirror, or you just say, self. Excuse my dust. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stuff happens.
Yay.
When you're trying to build something.
Yes.
God's trying to build something in your life. And sometimes stuff don't look too inviting. Don't look too good while the construction is going on.
Amen.
Read the first scripture.
Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18.
What is that?
Hallelujah. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and an eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
You are working on an eternal building. You're working on to be Christ-like. Now, when you're born again, let me do this naturally. Newborn baby can't run across. I just got born and runs across the delivery room. I don't think so. Newborn baby, glory to God, starts reading or quoting Shakespeare. I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Now, every once in a while, you might find a newborn baby that's born with teeth. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
But that's not an everyday. That's one in probably 10 or 20 billion or million. I don't know. But the fact that they are newborn means they got to go through a process of growing. And I got to remember that, you know, this. Lord, y'all forgive me. Hallelujah. Galatians 5:22-23 talks about the fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Talks of love, joy, peace. There's one they talk about, long suffering. You know what that is?
No.
Patience.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be patient with other people,
mm-hmm.
and you gotta be patient with yourself.
Amen. Yes.
Some folk, they're patient with others,
mm-hmm.
but they beat themselves up because they didn't do this such and such way, or they didn't get it right the first time, or they just beat themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
Be patient with others, but also be patient with yourself.
Amen. That's
excuse
right.
your dust.
That's right.
You're building in progress. You're building in the making.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, what you're going through now can't be compared to what's going to happen. Amen. The building. I mean, you see a hole in the ground? He said, yeah, that's going to be a 40-story building. All I see is a hole in the ground. And they digging and all this dust. And, oh, man. Come back 6 months later.
Yeah.
Jesus, Lord, I didn't know they could have. They got a revolving restaurant at the top, too.
Yeah.
Beautiful building.
Mm-mm-mm.
Excuse my dust.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't mean to hurt nobody. Excuse my dust. Sometimes the dust may get in your nose. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It may cause you to sneeze. I don't mean to do that. Excuse my dust. Okay, give me another scripture.
Romans 8:29-31.
Go ahead, read that.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called, the called according to his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified.
God's working on your building, baby.
Yes.
He's working on you. Look here. I know we want to be any number one tomorrow. We just got saved today. If we want to run downtown, stand on a corner, or go back to where we came out of, the mess we came out of, if we want to witness everybody, glory to God. God's working on us. We got to be prepared. God's trying to build a building built in us. And I'm going to tell you something. You got to be careful. Hallelujah. When you are trying to do something, trying to grow spiritually, you got to make sure you follow God, not your emotions, because you're going to get your body and your spiritual body in trouble. So excuse your death. You know, I may not be able to do all that we want to do right away. You know, God called me to ministry, but I can't preach for 4 hours on TV. You know, God called me to be a medical doctor, but I haven't gone to school yet. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't want to operate on nobody before I go. You understand what I'm saying here? God will prepare you for what you're going to be and what you're going to do in the future. Excuse my dust.
The 31st verse says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
You heard? He said, look here, excuse the dust in your life. Don't knock yourself. Because this is a process, baby.
Amen.
This ain't you're not a one-day wonder.
Amen.
And your name is not Stevie. Your name is whatever your name is. And Stevie Wonder is in the house, amen.
Amen, amen.
Oh, we got two Stevie Wonders in the house.
Oh, my God.
Well, I would have you sing, but I have something for all of us. Anyway, y'all better listen to what I'm saying now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All those that woke up this morning, say amen.
Yes.
All those that didn't wake up this morning, say amen. Boy, they're listening now. I just wanted to check with y'all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Excuse myself. See, y'all say, he's so corny. Excuse that dust, you know. God's still working on me, baby. I'm going to get some better jokes. Look, Pastor Peter, give me another scripture.
Yeah. In the Message Bible, 1 Corinthians 15:48-49. The first man was made out of earth, and people since then are earthy. The second man was made out of heaven, and people now can be heavenly. In the same way that we've worked from our earthy origin, let's embrace our earthly, our heavenly end. That was in the message.
I want you to understand this. God, you go to Genesis, you know, God made us out of the dust.
Yes.
And they say, human being. Humus, they cut it short because, you know, humus being. So I'm a humus being. Humus means dirt. So I'm a dirt being, or I'm a dirt man, human, dirt man, humus man. Excuse the dust. Look, you dirt. So that's, it's natural to have some dust come out of you because you dirt. So don't get upset at yourself. But don't get upset at your neighbor because a little dust come out. Because we dirt. They dirt.
Amen. Amen.
We got to do, what is that in Galatians 5:22? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience. We got to be patient with others and we got to be patient with ourselves.
Amen.
Take a deep breath, y'all. Amen. Some folks are acting ugly. They're acting unlovely, but God says they're lovable.
Mm-hmm.
They're unlovely, you can still love them.
Amen.
Sometimes from afar. That's right. And some of them might be your family members.
Amen. A lot of times.
Your family members. Come on now. Excuse that stuff.
Amen.
God ain't finished with them yet.
Yes.
I know some of you say God hasn't started with them. Yes, he has. He's even planted some seeds. The seeds just got to grow.
Yes.
Somebody got to water. And God going to give the increase. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Okay, I'll read another scripture.
The next one is we need Sister AJ to read out the New King James, Matthew 5:48.
Oh,
hallelujah. Matthew 5:48. Yes,
yes.
Hallelujah. Thank God for your love.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for your patience.
Excuse my dust, y'all.
Yes, amen.
I know I don't do things like everybody else do, because number one, I'm an individual. My fingerprint is not like my wife's fingerprint. In fact, they're not like Joey's fingerprint or anybody else's fingerprint. As far as I know, nobody walking this earth with my fingerprint.
Amen. Amen.
I'm different.
Amen.
You different.
Thank you.
Everybody's different. Deacon AJ.
Therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
That's spiritual maturity.
Thank you.
I didn't know I had that as one of the scriptures because I gave that out earlier. Praise God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look.
Yes.
Grow towards spiritual maturity. Put up the effort.
Mm-hmm.
Put up the there's an effort. The Bible says in and Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, deliberately, intentionally
seek him.
Seek him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Excuse my dust. Go ahead now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The next scripture is Ephesians 4:12. Hallelujah. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Thank you.
You are being constructed.
Yes.
So, for the work of the ministry.
Yes.
That's why God's working on you.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Look, don't knock yourself. You are growing step by step, inch by inch.
Thank you, Jesus.
I told Sister Angie, I wish I had 100 just like her, because she's eager for the word. She's eager to read the word, to just flow with the word. That's good. touch us.
Amen.
She eager for that, and I pat her on the back for that. It's important for you to keep on keeping on. Because the more word you put in you, because the word of God is seed.
Yes, it
is. Luke 8:11, Mark 4:14. The word of God is seed. And you know what Galatians 6:7 says. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. Hallelujah. Go ahead and read another scripture.
Ephesians 4:12. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
No, we just did that one. I'm sorry.
Isaiah 30:18.
And therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto us. And therefore will he be exalted that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him.
Ooh. God is working with you. He's patient with you because he knows you're going to have some dust because you're in the construction. He's the construction company.
Yes.
And he's working on you. The Holy Spirit of the living God is working on you. So you're going to have some dust, but he's going to say, I'm patient with you.
Thank you.
You're going to be glorified at the when the finished product come up, my goodness, the world can say, look at that.
Yes, only God.
Glory, glory, glory. You're going to be glorified.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
God can do it.
Give me another scripture here.
Philippians 1:6.
Mm.
Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you, we'll perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
I want you to know, he started it. He's going to finish it.
Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Thank you, God.
He started the good work in you, young lady,
yes,
young
yes.
man, a brother, sister.
Thank you, God.
He could complete it.
Yes.
And you know why? He's going to complete because he knows the ending from the beginning.
Yes.
So he knows already that you win.
Mm.
He knows already that you're going to be glorified, that you're going to make it. He's patient with me.
Mm.
He done started a good work. He got a lot of people that start something, they don't finish it. You've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
They start something. See, when you're doing something, you got a project, new project. 2 weeks, you go home. Mm. That's called the adrenaline rush. It's about 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, it starts to be work. And you see people falling out. They falling out at that time. But my Bible tells me, somebody go to Galatians 6:9. Somebody, you know, somebody get that. When you get there, say amen.
Galatians?
Yes, Galatians 6:9.
Amen.
Okay, go ahead and read.
And let us not grow weary
mm-hmm.
while doing good.
Mm-hmm.
For in due season we shall reap. If we do not lose heart.
In other words, if you don't quit, hallelujah. I think it. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen,
thank
amen.
You. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
If you don't quit.
Yes.
Because, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're building under construction.
Amen, amen.
You have something about, you know, you may have made a misstep or you may have said something, you know, that you may not should have said.
Mm.
You said, look, excuse my dust. I'm a building under construction.
Yes.
And God is the Almighty God in Jesus' name is the construction
yes.
company.
Yes.
Excuse my dust.
Mm.
Amen.
We got to be patient. Learn to be patient with others.
Yeah.
And with ourselves.
With
sometimes it's hard now.
Amen.
Because we think, well,
yeah.
they should know better. That's your family member. or that might be the pastor, or the bishop, or the baker, or the candlestick maker. They should know better. But excuse the dust. Because God ain't finished with them yet.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Any more scriptures?
Yes. Isaiah 43:26.
Oh,
put me in remembrance.
Let
us plead together.
Mm.
Declare thou that thou mayest be justified.
Justified means deemed worthy. And the only way we are deemed worthy is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we're not there by ourselves. But the blood of Jesus makes us worthy.
Amen.
But bring him into remembrance. That's why we got to stay in the word. That's why we got to know the addresses.
Amen.
So we can get to it kind of quick.
Amen.
I've never seen in the whole world, see guys go and they got the guns and the fast draw. Look, you facing the adversary and you in a gunfight and you can't find your gun. Where's my gun? He got his gun. He got a cannon. You can't find your gun.
You
can
get shot.
Oh, Lord Jesus. You got to know the address.
Oh, that was the last scripture, baby.
That was the last scripture.
Hallelujah.
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 Hey, look, I want you to turn to neighbor. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Excuse my dust.
Excuse my dust.
Talk to another neighbor. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Excuse my dust.
Excuse my dust.
God is in finished with me.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, we do thank you for what we shared today. Hopefully,
hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you that that there's harvest on the seed sown today, that somebody got the word.
Thank you, Jesus.
That they need to be patient, long-suffering with
hallelujah.
One another and with themselves.
Yes, yes.
And so we thank you, Lord, for the word.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
Added to the word in Jesus'
name.
Pastor Peter.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pastor Church, say amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for the word of God. And a lot of times, we are more harder on ourselves than anybody else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for his word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we know that the word of God was sown on good ground.
Yes.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Deacon AJ is going to pass out, if she hasn't already passed out, the offering envelope. Hallelujah. During the time that you're writing down your prayer request, please put a prayer request on your envelope, the envelope get prayed over. And when you find that God has answered that prayer request, please let us know. Please let us know, because we believe God. And we don't just pray while we're in church. We pray through the week. We pray in the morning at 7 a.m. Praise and worship. We believe in God because we know we are serving a God answering God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He told us believe when we pray that we receive. Hallelujah. So therefore, the envelopes get prayed over y'all. Hallelujah. And we're believing God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, please remember to put your name and the date, and you fill up any line on the side for the offering, the tithe, building fund, the food pantry, missions, and we would like for the money for missions to, if anybody worked any pennies in, Yvette is going to bring the jar around for you to put your the pennies for Uganda. Hallelujah. If you want anything else to go in there, it can go in there. Finally, we are still assisting Dr. Helene Russell in building a hospital in Uganda, and she will be here one Sunday soon. She told me that she's going to, she is coming, she told me that, she said that she is coming to visit us. She went to Uganda. She is back from Uganda, and she's coming on Sunday to be in, to be with us, and she will share, you know. We are blessed in America. One picture was shared with me when she went to Uganda, and it was a picture of the school and school in Uganda, and the children in Uganda passed the, in Africa, I don't know if it's all of the states and countries in Africa, but past the third grade, the parent has to pay tuition for the child to be, attend school. You know, and we are so blessed here.
Yes.
We can go, I know taxes pay for it, but from kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade, and I know that they're trying to even make college free. You know, and or there's ways you can put in, you know, get assistance in there. But this, there was, it showed the picture of the school, and the school didn't even have a door. It didn't have a door. And there was a boy sitting on the outside of the door, leaning so he could try and hear what was going on the inside, but his mother didn't have tuition to pay for him to be on the inside of the room. So we are so blessed in America. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father God, we just thank you for seed sowing, and bread to eat, and increase the fruit of our righteousness. Father God, we just thank you for everyone that was able to sow. Oh, excuse me. If there was anybody that did not have money to sow, something to sow, please raise your hand. We will give you something to sow. Hallelujah. We want everyone to be blessed. Hallelujah. And if you did not have something to sow and you don't want to raise your hand, please put a request, put your request with your name and request on your envelope. We're not trying to shame anybody. We just want everybody to be blessed. And name your seed. Saints of God, whenever you give unto the Lord, name your seed. Tell God where you're standing in need of. You're not trying to buy a miracle or whatever, but tell God what you need. Hallelujah. He already knows what you need, but he wants to hear you say it. Tell your daddy, tell Father God what you need. Hallelujah. For he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, God, for having seed to sow. Hallelujah. Father God, don't let any home in here be lacking anything. Hallelujah. Pay the bills, Lord. Keep the food on the table. Put money in the bank. Gas in the tank. Hallelujah. Keep the shoes on the feet. Lord God, prepare the homes for the winter. The cold weather is here, Lord God, and warm is coming. Hallelujah. Bless them, Lord God. Everything they need for their home.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. And while this plan, is there anyone that has a victory report? Hallelujah. Between a testimony, something you were standing on the word for, and God has blessed you. Hallelujah. Is there anyone that has a victory of testimony? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know I do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm the only one the Lord woke up and God bless you. Get some good testimony. Oh, my God. It's a blessing to even wake up, y'all. Hallelujah. And God strengthen my body and God is just blessed. But I thank God that I've been needing some electrical work done in the home. And one of my daughters is giving me, Sam gave me a lot of numbers to call for different things because Baltimore City, when the new fiscal year started, Boston City received a whole lot of money, and they were assisting the seamless first, and some electrical work was needed, and I had to fill out applications and all, and not, you know, hearing any, you know, nobody calling me back or anything like that, you know, and I thank God because the electrician is supposed to be here tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, and start electrical work. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. And when the gentleman came through, well, he wrote up all of the amounts of like $8,000, and it wasn't approved. And then it had to be rewritten and all. But I believe, and I guess it had to come under $5,000. But I believe that he's going to do as much as he can.
Yeah.
You know.
Amen.
You know what I mean? And I said, thank God.
Yes.
And he answered that he was a believer. And I just, you know, I said, you know, wow, and I just thank God because God can even allow people to come to your house.
Oh, yes.
That, you know, they have the electrician and the construction,
yes,
and this and that. And then last week, another lady called that was stopped from somebody from the mayor's station. The mayor from, what you call where he is? City Hall. And she said, Ms. Byrd, I'm doing a follow up call from when Ms. So and so called you from the mayor. And she said, and you been getting a runaround? I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But I said, thank you, Jesus. You just never know. In faith of God, God will have people to fight for you.
That's right, man.
But you have no way of knowing.
Amen.
You don't have to. I've seen any, even when you're in school, when you're on your job, wherever, when you live for the Lord, you don't know who God is going to raise up for you.
Right.
You may not even know the person.
That's right.
And I can identify none of the people I was talking to on the phone.
Hallelujah.
But I say, thank you, Jesus. The Lord knows. He knows what you need and everything because I belong to Him.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
So therefore, when we put some petitions out there and we just tell God what we need, we don't know how He's going to bring it about. And we don't know how He's going to bring it out or give you what you need. And most times it's through most unlikely sources.
Hallelujah.
But we just have to make sure we don't tie His hands.
Amen.
Right.
Don't tell God how to do it.
That's right.
Just say, Lord, I need something that's not thank you for going about your business.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Is there anyone, I can't omit this part, is there anyone that would like to join the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center? A lot of times I forget to ask that, but if you would like to join this fellowship, please come up and let Dr. Byrd give you the right hand of fellowship. How do you say? If there is anyone, raise your hand.
Hallelujah.
If not, we will go on to the rest of the service.
Thank you, Pastor. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We got about 6 minutes. All of visitors. Can you just share your name, the visitors in the house today?
Yeah.
Carol Tussaw.
Thank you.
Oh, bless the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
All right. All of the visitors.
Hallelujah.
Any more
visitors? You know, that name, Tonto, is a famous name. Archbishop of Canterbury in the 16th century was named Tonto. Hallelujah. God bless you. Anybody else here? Really?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Brother
Harris in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
My hubby acts like he can see. And y'all may think that he can see and like read the word of God. He memorizes the scripture.
Yeah.
During the week, he prepares himself in the word so he can just rattle it off.
Yeah.
He cannot read this right here because he is legally blind.
Yeah.
So therefore, when y'all come in service, he doesn't know that you're here. Not unless he hears your voice or someone says that you're here.
Okay.
Yeah. So when he says in his visitors, so please feel free to, and you know, if you're not here every Sunday, well, please feel free to say your name.
Yeah. Amen. God bless you all.
Thank you.
We got about 2 minutes because we have a leadership meeting that we have to start at 5.
Hallelujah.
If anybody wants to see us personally after that, we ask that you would wait in the fellowship hall until the leadership meeting is only going to be for maybe about 15 minutes. It's not going to be long.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peters, if you can, you want to dismiss us? How many minutes we got before 5?
It's 4:56.
Okay, and someone has a popcorn testimony. About 2 minutes. Because then we need 2 minutes to dismiss.
Yes. Brother Walter,
I'm
just thankful and grateful to have God stood by me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I went to the hospital back to back, and we got 3 weeks apart. And I'm here today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you so much, everyone, for coming.
Yeah.
All the visitors, God bless
thank
you real
you,
good.
Jesus.
Thank you for being here. And Sister Carol, God bless
Amen.
You real good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
All right.
Ooh. Hallelujah. If our hearts and minds are clear, Father God, we thank you for bringing us together one more Sunday.
Yes,
Father God, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you just for being God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There's none like you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I just praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for bringing us here today, Lord. Hallelujah. No accident, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for bringing Brother Harry out the hospital, Lord. Thank you for touching body, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless
the teachers in the name of Jesus. But take downs, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, bless Brother Jerry. In the name of Jesus, continue to let him be a light, Lord God. They stood upon a hill. They cannot be hidden. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And everybody, Lord God, that works with children. Hallelujah. Works with the public. Hallelujah. Lord God, let your light shine. Lord God, so that men may see you and glorify you. Lord God, we draw unto you, Father. Hallelujah. Lord God, we will forever give your name the praise. The glory and honor is yours, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I need these people to stay in here. Prophet Cynthia and Albert QB, Deacon AJ, Minister Jerry, Sister Angie.
Hallelujah.
Of course, Pastor Peaches and myself.
Hallelujah.
Everyone else, if you would, go to the, if you need to talk to us, go to the fellowship hall. And if you need to take a chair with you. Hopefully there's enough chairs out there, but if not, take a chair with you. Deacon, A.D., when everyone else has gone, please close the doors because we got to give you all some information that's proprietary. So I need to make sure that we are. Hallelujah. Okay. I'm going to pray because my alarm went off at 5 o'clock, so we're going to start at probably 5:02 right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for this first leadership meeting, the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to meet us. You're the Holy Spirit. You're going to guide us and give us what to say, how to say it, and what to share in Jesus' name. We praise and do magnify your name in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen.
All right. Okay. Are we covered now?
Yes.
Okay. Are doors closed?
Yes, it is.
All right. Praise God. We're going to have leadership meetings like 4 times a year, okay? Like once a quarter. And leadership means that we want folk to do what we do, say what we say. We want folk to follow us. So it's important for leaders to lead. And you can't lead from behind. You got to lead from in front. And Pastor Peaches, if you would, well, before, you have that paper, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. While you're getting that, I need to give you some information about our finances. And this is proprietary. I don't want you to be discussing this with other people, okay? But I want you to know what we're working with, so that you can understand what we're dealing with. Right now in our checking account, the church's checking account, we have $1,061. In our money market account, we have $4,760. In our new account that we just set up, for the building fund, supposedly regular savings account, we had $280. We also have a GoFundMe page, and ever so often they will send the money that's accumulated to us to that regular savings account. And I think we have $80. The last time we checked, there was $80 in there. I don't know. Okay. So that's our financial situation right now, and we thank God for that. And we thank God that this little church has sown into two ministries over $1,000 each, over another ministry $500. And then other ministries, at least $150 have been several of them. That we've done that for that, so that's how we want to be known as a giver anyway, and that's how we operate. Okay, beginning next year, we're going to actually have about 7 or 8 committees, so more people are coming because we've called them in from the north, east, south, and west to help do what we. God has given us to do, and we want to actually have, of course, we have the committees we have now, we have Men's and Women's Fellowship, we got that. We have the 4 Sunday services, we got that. We have Operation Hope, we haven't even mentioned that in a long time, but it's ministering to the homeless, ministering to some folk, giving food and that type of thing. And Pastor Peaches has been in charge of that for the longest time. But we hadn't mentioned that. But Operation Hope stands for helping other people every day. So that's one of the things we're going to be dealing with again and doing more so. Also, at next year, we are going to have a Good News Youth Club. Mm-hmm. So and they're going to be meeting 4 times a year, which means every month that has a fifth Saturday, they're going to be meeting and or going on trips or doing special activities or whatever. So that's going to be a blessed thing. So we're dealing with the men, the women, and the children. So that's a good thing. And the age for the Good News Youth Club is from 5 to 17, mm-hmm. And then 18 to 25 are the leaders in the Good News Youth Club, and we're going to have a facilitator to facilitate everything, but the leaders in, if you're 18 through 25, you can be a leader in the Good News Youth Club, and we want good news for the kids. We got to minister to the children as well, and God is sending us children as well, so we're dealing with that. God's going to send us, next year we'll have a committee for communion, and we're going to have more than one person dealing with communion, because many hands make a heavy little light. Is that right?
Amen.
And so we're going to do that. And we thank God for just putting those things in our hearts. We're going to have an annual picnic. We're going to do that. I think we're going to do that in July. We used to have an annual picnic. I don't know if there if anywhere around at that time, but it was several years ago, when we were just by ourselves. Now, we are not by ourselves. The Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center is part of a larger organization called Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. We have kingdom partners. Pastor Maxine and Phil Desley are kingdom partners. Pastor Jason Roseberg, a kingdom partner. Bishop Larry Somerville is a kingdom partner. We have several kingdom partners who assist us. Bishop Dwight Smith is a kingdom partner of ours. So we have a lot of kingdom partners. And, of course, Elder Q.B. Stevenson and Prophet Cynthia are kingdom partners. And praise God, our Minister Jerry Cleveland is a kingdom partner. See, we're not so much concerned about ministry, what do you call it, members. Yeah. We're concerned about vision and mission. And we don't want to be reinventing the wheel. So if somebody can help us or we see somebody's program that we can tap into, that's what we're going to do. Now, Pastor Peaches, if you would read that. Oh, yes, I didn't want to forget the birthday club. That's an auxiliary, and that's very important because that is something that's ongoing. Thank Sister Angie for being the leader of that, and there's going to be more people involved because we want every committee to at least have 2 people to operate. if not more. We're going to have a finance committee. We actually have a pseudo finance committee right now, but we need a person who actually can get on the computer and can do what is it called, QuickBooks, because we have access to that. And that will assist us in doing some things that we need to do. So I just wanted to share that with you. But anyway, Pastor Peaches, you want to read that?
We're starting from the beginning, or just the...
The vow. It's important for leaders to understand what they said when they were ordained or licensed. I don't know who else is in here. Minister Linda in here?
No.
Okay. Okay, she should be here. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
What's the place? Mm-hmm.
In the Lord's church, you heard that request is made and have accepted a full responsibility to lead and to minister to God's people. Is this still your desire, and will you work hard along with the leadership of the Church of Jesus Christ? Do you commit your life to studying the Word of God, rightly dividing it into all truth? Will you preach and teach the doctrine of the Bible, earnestly contend for the faith, even when others theological compromise for the sale of the church growth? Are you further determined to preach the gospel, to share with the Lord, and to maintain characteristics of Christ while leading? Then on the second page, it said, all candidates will repeat, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and in the name of God Almighty, I've chosen to be the elder, the pastor, the deacon, armor bearer, and licensed minister of the Church of God, solemnly declare that I do believe the holy scriptures of the Old and New Testament to be the Word of God and to contain all things necessary to salvation, and I do solemnly promise to conform to historic biblical doctrine, holy discipline, and Christian worship. I will serve the Church of Christ with my whole heart, mind, and soul. So help me, God, through Jesus Christ. It says, after meeting all of the requirements of this great assembly and standing before the crowd of witnesses, I do believe it is God's will for you to be affirmed and installed as pastor, elder, deacon, armor bearer, licensed minister, receiving full rights and privileges to represent the Lord's church and God's people under the auspices of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you for reading that. I just wanted to refresh the memories of those who made that vow. That's a vow. And leaders do what? What do leaders do?
Lead.
Do they lead from behind or they lead from in front?
Right.
Hallelujah. The Bible talks about us as sheep. The body of Christ is sheep. And if you know anything about sheep, you can't drive them from behind because they'll go willy-nilly. They go all over the place. You got to lead them. You got to be in front of them, and they will follow. But you got to lead. Leading means you do what, you tell somebody, do what I do. Follow me as I follow Christ. And if you need some help, I'm there for you, but follow me. I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. So I want you to follow me. So I share that with y'all. There's some other committees and stuff we're going to start as of next year, but I just wanted to share this with you. And next year, there will be four occasions where I will be bringing you up to date on what we're doing. Any questions?
Yes.
Who Who's this?
Sister Kiwi.
Oh, okay. I called you a leader as opposed to a leader in prayer. It's not that I think I called you on the phone one time and told you to pray for this effort. So that's why I included you, because you're an elder in this meeting. And it's okay. Yeah, because I know your value. I know your worth. And I'm not putting anything on you. I just want you to pray with us. So you're a leader in the body of Christ. Jerry is a leader in the body of Christ. All of you are leaders in the body. You even have a proper center in you here?
Yes, sir.
You're a leader in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And I just felt led to include you. It's not a commandment. I'm just reading that for those who stood up here and were ordained or licensed, and all of them were supposed to be here. And I know I think we have one person. We have one person that's missing.
Can I just say this?
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is you're recognizing our anointing.
Yes. Yes.
For the people that became
to
the ceremony for that was
basically. Right.
I know you did ask me about. You know,
right. I didn't put that on you. I just asked you to pray
okay. On
that about what we want to do. What we want to do is start a Good News Youth Club, because we have to address the youth, because we got the men's fellowship and the women's fellowship covered. We need to
about this.
Youth Club, and God gave that to me a long time ago, the Good News Youth Club, and we need to move on that, because if we build it, they will come. And so that's why, sister, I value your anointing, Prophet Cynthia, and your anointing, Elder QB, and your anointing, Minister Jerry. So I just wanted y'all to be a part of this to let you know what we've been doing and where we plan to go. And there's another aspect of next year. We're going to do the evangelism of love. We're going to do the albedo bridge and the tracks and all that. We're going to be giving them out. We're going to be giving them out to everybody that comes so they can pass them out in their community or wherever they go, because it's important to get the word out, the word of God out.
Amen.
Okay. I didn't want you to, don't misconstrue what I'm doing here. I just felt led to share this with you. Of course, again, information is proprietary as far as how kind of money we got and all that kind of stuff. Because it's not a whole lot, child. You can give it money up. But praise God. Thank God. Anybody else got a question?
I was just like to, do I have to say who I
am? No, you don't.
You're not on the radio.
No,
you did cut us off the radio, is that right?
No.
Okay. Just want to make sure. I hope they're running on the radio, man.